Hello, Mixed Nutcases, and welcome to another episode of Nutty Bites, Dinner and a Movie for the Dog Days of Podcasting. I am in the car, and so you are listening to me through this new little microphone thingy that I'm trying out. It was really cheap, and we'll see how this works out. So today, I'm going to be discussing the TV show Black Books. It's a BBC series. I watched it on Netflix because I was in love with the IT crowd, and it's got a lot of the same people behind it, but it's a lot earlier. I will go into the IT crowd in another episode, but tonight I'm just going to talk about Black Books. And Black Books is, it's sarcastic comedy, I guess you would say. It's Dylan Moran, Bill Bailey, and Tamsin Grieg, I think is her name. And it's about this small little independent bookshop that, of course, is going out of business, but the owner is completely sarcastic, bitter, and grumpy, and all sorts of awful, you know, a drunk, and all of that. So, of course, it's hysterical. And in the first episode, Bill Bailey goes in trying to find a copy of the tiny little Book of Calm. He is unable to find it and has a nervous breakdown, loses his corporate job, and then comes back and gets a job at the bookstore. Tamsin Grieg's character works in the shop next door. And it's just a bunch of 30-somethings being awful and drinking and acting like they're more important than other people. It sounds really bad when I describe it, but it's absolutely hysterical. And I don't know, there's just something about that sarcastic humor that always gets me and just makes me laugh so hard. And they've got somebody like Bill Bailey, and they're never leaning on his musical talents, which is just really funny to me. And you can definitely, if you've watched the IT crowd, you can definitely see remnants of some characters and some things that they put into the IT crowd. You can see that in Black Books. You can see, like, oh, okay, this is a proto-Roy, and this is, you know, a proto-Jen, and this is how they've made those characters a little more modern and a little more endearing and so forth. And I don't know. I loved it. There's not that many episodes. I think there's maybe three series, seasons to North American folks, and you know, they're BBC series, so they're really, really short. And if it's not BBC, then it's another network in the UK, and I apologize for being a horrible North American that doesn't know anything about British TV. But it's neat. It's got the shortened season thing going for them, and I really dig it. So I say give it a watch. I am going to pair this with some nice tea. I've been really getting into the teas. See, I don't drink coffee. My husband would joke, coffee's for old people, but I'm actually allergic to the coffee bean. And I say allergic, what I mean is I have a bad reaction. I'm not going to end up in anaphylactic shock, I don't think. I just don't feel good at all. So I don't drink coffee, but I need caffeine. I have ADD, not ADHD, because I am not hyperactive, but I do have ADD. And one of the things that's interesting about folks with ADD, and one of the reasons why they are prescribed things like Ritalin, which are stimulants, is that stimulants help people with ADD calm down and focus. And so for me, my self-medication has always been caffeine. And that's why I drink Diet Coke. That's why I drink tea. You know, just a little bit of caffeine helps me focus. And on days when I know that I'm just having a difficult time focusing, I'll just, you know, grab a tea or grab a Diet Coke and I'm feeling much better. So, you know, need the caffeine. And definitely gotten into teas. I've always been a tea drinker, but lately I've just been refining that. And I'm not a tea snob, but I'm a bit of a tea snob. there's certain things I hate. I cannot stand if somebody burns my tea. I do not like a bag per cup tea. That's not how tea is supposed to be made. I do buy loose leaf tea for in the home because it's so much better. And the bag leaves like a film. I do not like bag tea. And there's definite teas that I like and definite teas that I don't like. And lately I've just been crazy into this Lady Grey. And it's nothing like, well, it's like Earl Grey, just without any of the bitterness. So it's a light black tea, and it's got, you know, orange and lavender put in there, and it's just really refreshing and nice. And the other standby tea that I'm often having to buy more and more of is green tea with jasmine, and I absolutely love that. So those are my two go-tos. So I'm going to give it a nice Lady Grey, and we're gonna pair that with I guess I just pair that with a couple of biscuits, you know, and something to dunk in the tea. And not a full meal. I mean, what's his name? He never has food in the house anyway, right? So there you go, tea. And black books, because, you know, what's better for reading than a cup of tea, right? So that's today. And I highly recommend it. I say go check it out. It's on Netflix, or at least it's on Canadian Netflix. And it's a lot of fun. And you get that sardonic, sarcastic humor. And it'll just make you happy, I think. It makes me happy. I don't know. There's something about watching miserable people on TV that makes you happy. And I just want to say that I'm really enjoying dog days. I like the fact that we can experiment, we can break the rules. I had fun doing that cooking with Nuke Chest thing. And, you know, and then I threw in a full episode. That was kind of cool. I think actually I should have planned to do that, you know, have at least one episode for the month and not, you know, pull away what my regular listeners are expecting. I was listening to the Mad at Dad episode where Michael and Dave are talking, and you know, it makes some sense. You know, let's not forget our regular listeners here, but I think I'm having a lot more fun this year, and I know that part of it is the technology is making it a little bit easier using Boss Jock, but another part of it is I'm liking the theme that I chose this year. I like talking about movies and I like talking about food. And so it means that I can just have fun with it. The first year I didn't have a theme, and so I was having to think of things to say, which is fine, except that a lot of emotional things happened to me that year. So it was really interesting and kind of gut-wrenching for part of it. And then last year was a lot of work because I planned all these interviews and I reminded myself why I don't do interviews. And now this, it's just, hey, I'm experimenting. And I think I've used like 6 different microphones combined with this phone and Boss Jock. So we'll see. Hopefully this works out. If not, then you didn't hear it. If you heard it, then I deemed it passable. And enjoy.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.